content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District Newsletter for District N for November of 2023. So let's get started. I will be reading these exactly as printed. Lyons Newsletter, District 31N, November 2023. Triton High School Leos honored at Irwin Council Meeting. On November 2nd, 2024, they must mean 2023, the Triton High School Leos received a proclamation from North Carolina Legislature for the many great work and leaders they are building. Also, the town of Irwin presented a proclamation to their president, Leo Anna Joyner, for being appointed to District 31N Cabinet as the Leo liaison. And there's some photos of some lovely people looking awfully proud at this proclamation presentation. Here's an announcement for a fundraiser. Shuckin' for Sight, the Massey Hill Lions Club, will have their 51st annual oyster roast on Saturday, January 27th of 2024, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1613 Camden Road in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's all you can eat. Dine in only. There's no to-go containers. The price is $50 per person, and it's pre-sale tickets only. And those ticket sales go until January 17th of 2024. There will be no ticket sales at the door. If you'd like to buy a ticket, contact Scott at 910-494-0809 or Denny at 910-303-6205 or any other Lions Club member for those tickets. A few words from our district governor. Greetings, fellow Lions. I first want to say you guys rock. As a whole, this district is getting out there, doing some great service. It is feeding into our fundraisers, membership, and just the enthusiasm in the clubs. It is building from one club to another club. We are our own greatest supporters. So if a club needs help that is close by, lend a helping hand. With that being said, this month was not as great with membership growth. So far, as of October 29th, we are plus 19 in membership. But for the first time, we had a negative growth in membership. I know we're going to see some ups and downs in membership, but I really believe with how we started this year, we can actually get back to the 1,000 mark by the end of the year. You ask, how do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. And the simple answer is, just ask. If we're going to continue to help our communities with the ever-growing need, we will need more members. More members equals more service. I am so proud of the clubs that are growing, and we can take notice on how they're doing this. And now we come to Brighter Visions. You keep surprising me with how well we're doing with Brighter Visions. As of October 27th, we have raised $42,861. I cannot thank you for how you are supporting Brighter Visions and the many programs that it supports for visually impaired persons in our communities. I know PDG David Cox and First VDG Anna Elliott are excited how this is going. So let's see if we can make it to $50,000 before the end of November. I know we can. All clubs should have their Camp Dogwood tickets. If you have not gotten yours or need more, please contact Camp Dogwood and they will send you more. Remember, we are asking clubs to sell more tickets this year. It has gone from 3 books per member to 5 books per member. Now, let's talk about the North Carolina VIP Fishing Tournament. Well, it was the 40th anniversary for the tournament this year, and it did not disappoint. All of the participants and volunteers had a great time. Our district sponsored the speaker with past international president Douglas Alexander. We also had 10 past international directors that came to support him and volunteer at the tournament. And this is from, that was from District Governor Carlton Metz II, District 31N for 2023-24, with the motto, to serve and have fun. It was, he hasn't, I thought that first page was the end of it, but no, it continues on. My apologies. It was great seeing them volunteer right alongside of us as we worked with our VIPs. I always say this, if you've never been, you should. It will change you for the better. Next, we have two competitions that are coming up. First is the Peace Poster Contest. The district has some kits. Please contact Lion Jamie Burney if you need a kit. In this newsletter is information on the contest. Next is another contest from 9th to 12th grade through the Celebrate Liberty. More information on this contest will be made available soon. Your Celebrate Liberty chairs will be contacting your club for a visitation soon. And since we are now into November, the Midwinter Convention is around the corner. It will be in Greenville again the weekend of January 19th to 20th of 2024. District Governor Lorraine Dixon of District S and myself have been working on some of the events for the convention along with our committee chair. Our speaker will be International Director Joanne Ogden of Ontario, Canada. And with the convention come the time to elect next year's district governor, first and second vice district governor. If you plan to run for an office, you will need to have your letter of intent and your club's endorsement to the nominations chair, PDG Carlton Metz, by December 15th of 2023. And that email to send those nominations is Carlton V. Metz, and Metz has two T's, so that's carltonvmetz@gmail.com. Last, we held our second cabinet meeting at the Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw. We had a very productive meeting, along with being informed of how Boys and Girls Home is doing and what they're working on. There will be more to come on a Lions Workday at the home. But the first thing that's needed is the help that is needed for the replacement of the HVA system at the Lions Cottage. The unit has been put, but we as Lions pledged to help with the cost, and we still need to help with the cost of the unit. So let's roll up our sleeves and help. I look forward in meeting with your club this year, and we'll be in contact soon. Yours in Lionism, Carly Metz, District Governor. From our first VDG, Anna Elliott. Hola, Lions. It's that time of year when we focus on being thankful and grateful. What are you thankful for this year? I will start. I am grateful for my family, but that includes you as well. Being a Lion is not only being part of such a wonderful organization, is also the expansion of a family, not only in your club, but in your district and around the world. It's a very special month for me and my family as well, as we celebrate Diabetes Awareness Day on November 14th. Wear blue, and if you don't mind, share your picture at msgelliottwife@gmail.com. Her email address, again, to share pictures of that is msgelliottwife@gmail.com. Thanks for all you do. Please continue doing what you do best. Serve your community, and don't forget that I am just a phone call or a text away. P.S. My address on the directory is incorrect. Please reach out if you're in need of it. And that's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., first VDG of District 31N. This from the Lumberton, North Carolina Lions new members. At a regular meeting of the Lumberton, North Carolina Lions Club held on November 2nd, five new Lions were installed. Installing officer was past District Governor George Holston of the Wilmington Lions Club. And then there's a lovely picture of PDG George Holston, Amber B. Farrell, Linda Britt, Blake Dodd, Garrett Robinson, A.J. Shabazz, and Lumberton Lions Club President and Sponsor David A. Cox. And this from our second vice district governor. This was my first trip to the VIP fishing tournament on October 16th to 18th, and I must say, I'm impressed. I'm most impressed with the work the Leos put in on the pier. Many of the pictures include Leos paying attention to the VIPs, not only baiting their hooks, but talking and laughing with them. Great job, Leos. It was a terrific event that took many hours of planning and work from all the Lion volunteers. I'll let the pictures speak for themselves, and that's from Jean Getz. And there are several pictures of people out there on the pier smiling and laughing in the sun, and looks like it was a great time. Fall Festival New Members Training will be on November 4th of 2023 at 10 a.m. It's open to all members. Bingo and Trivial Pursuit, Bouncy House, hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and drinks will be available. And that's from the Lions at the Lions Gazebo in Irwin Park in Irwin, North Carolina. That's at 810 South 16th Street in Irwin. You need to RSVP by October 31st. In order to do that, contact PDG D'Angelo Jackson. The email address is m5djak@yahoo.com. or 910-747-5808. From our past district governor. Fellow Lions, the past few months have been very hectic but exciting. Several e-sites have been purchased for folks, and at least one WeWalk has been purchased, with 26 more on the way for the Vision Resource Center in Fayetteville at the end of the month. I have been helping several clubs in my district, such as Massey Hill, Anger, and Western Harnett, Irwin, and others in eye tests and colorblind testing. As far as Enchroma CB glasses, let me bring up a few stories that made major impacts recently on the clubs and myself. Like the story of the lady that saw the ad in the paper about the CB testing and dragged her husband to the event, as she had been telling him for years that he was CB. When they tested him, he came out with perfect vision. Then he challenged her to take the test. Guess who the CB person was? She isn't anymore. And the low vision lady, who was also CB, everything she saw was blurry and colors were off. Well, she put on the Enchroma glasses, and not only did it help her color vision, but it also helped align the color cones in her eyes so that they helped her with seeing everything more clearly. She now wears the glasses all the time. Lots of other stories about folks seeing the color purple for the first time, being able to see details in artwork that they purchased and had never seen before. A military gentleman seeing a red-green traffic light for the first time, especially after they said, "There isn't much difference in what I'm seeing." Within minutes, the glasses kicked in, and he can see color. He has glasses now, too, and vision is hugely improved. Those stories are inscribed in my heart and head, along with many other Lions. Please feel free to call me and share more stories. I hope you continue to purchase CB glasses, as the prices are comparable to regular glasses and make just as huge an impact on the lives of the folks and children affected with CB. Contact me if you haven't already gotten involved in the CB testing. You get a free test, get it verified by an eye doctor. But if you already have a pair or two of tester glasses, you will know if they will work before you even spend the money. There is a very small chance, 15%-ish, that the glasses won't help. There might even be local doctors that carry the glasses. Thank you for your time. And that's from PDG Mara McLeod. Please feel free to call me with any questions at 931-252-8147. This from the Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club. Lions-funded Navalens Interactive Experience Project opens to the public at the Beaufort, North Carolina Maritime Museum. On Wednesday, October 18th, The Navalens Interactive Experience was opened to the public at the Beaufort, North Carolina Maritime Museum. This project was funded by the Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club to make the Maritime Museum accessible to blind and low vision visitors. This project was developed with adherence to the blind perspective philosophy, providing access to all visual acuities, totally blind to fully sighted. Navalens is an application that allows the user's phone camera to capture posted Navalens codes upon contact, thus removing the obstructional requirements of previous locational knowledge of posted codes and the physical capturing via the taking of a photo to initiate interaction. Upon capture of a posted code, announcement of the identifier name will occur automatically, and then, with a shake of the phone, associated code information will be announced. The opening of this project allows anyone visiting the Beaufort, North Carolina Maritime Museum the ability to listen or read associated detailed descriptions and stories of coded exhibits and displayed artifacts, not previously presented to the visiting public. These posted codes also provide unique mobility prompting, allowing a new level of accurate mobility with the provision of audible and/or tactile prompts, allowing blind and low vision visitors to be guided accurately to within 1 foot of a captured posted code. This level of blind mobility prompting is unique to Navalens, along with information transfer properties and many additional features, bringing a new, powerful tool to the blind. Navalens applied usage allows the blind and low vision to achieve a new level of enhanced independence at home or at a Navalens active venue, not previously attainable. The Beaufort, North Carolina Club, Lions Club, invites all to visit the Beaufort, North Carolina Maritime Museum to experience Navalens. For more information, contact the Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club via email beaufortnclionsclub@gmail.org. I'm hoping that's gmail.com, but it might be gmail.org. Or Blind Lion Peter Crumley via email at peter.crumley@yahoo.com. And Crumley is spelled C-R-U-M-L-E-Y. peter.crumley@yahoo.com. Here's a notice of the District N and S Midwinter Convention to be held January 19th and 20th of 2024. Discover our top pick of topics and speakers. Something for everyone. Something for you. The guest speaker will be International Director Joanne Ogden. That looks exciting. Beaufort, North Carolina Lions Club Fall Social. The Beaufort Lions Club held our Fall Social on board the Lookout Catamaran. 5 new members were inducted during the evening cruise. This was a fun event for all, and the club woke up the Beaufort waterfront singing along to the music as we sailed along Taylor's Creek. Okay, here's a request to mark your calendars. There's going to be Campbell University men's basketball and a leadership symposium on December 2nd of 2023 from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The audience intended is current leaders and potential future district governors. The cost is $10, which will include a meal and a ticket to the game. We can also collect old glasses at the game. The symposium is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Buies Creek Fire Department at 112 Marshbanks Street in Lillington, North Carolina. The topics at hand will be Brighter Vision Camp Dogwood, Leadership in Lionism and Guiding Lion, How to Get and Maintain Lion Members, and Conflict Resolution. Then the game will be Campbell University versus Southern Virginia. Game time is 2 p.m. at the John W. Pope Jr. Convocation Center. You need to RSVP by November 27th and contact PDG D'Angelo Jackson at 910-747-4000. 5808 or email m5djack@yahoo.com. Okay, here's another announcement. Hope for the Children 2023, featuring Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, The Hoppers, and the Wilmington Celebration Choir. This is from the Southeastern Gospel Music Association. That'll be Saturday, November 11th of 2023 at 7 p.m. at the Pine Valley Methodist Church or Family Life Center. That's at 3788 Shipyard Boulevard in Wilmington, North Carolina. General admission is $20. If you pay $40, you'll get in the Artist Circle meet and greet. The doors open at 5 p.m. for the meet and greet. And for more information, contact the SGMA office at 910-763-1297. Here's an item on the Boys and Girls Home. I have attached the document entitled The Bundle of Hope and a needs list for the Lake Cottage as suggestions for gifts to the home. Keep in mind, though, your cash donations are most needed to care for the kids. The new director for civic engagement for Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina is Tom Lamont. Tom's email is tom.lamont@bghnc.org. His phone is 910-646-3083, extension 284. Please call Tom to visit your club or zone meetings. The Lions Cottage is still scheduling visits. Just call Tom. The Wilmington Lions Club plans to participate in a trunk or treat at the Boys and Girls Home campus for the residents and children of staff members on October 30th. The most recent development is that the HVAC units in the Lions Cottage are not working. There is a need for replacement units. It may run as much as $30,000. This will be a statewide project, and I am sure we can get this done. It is for our Lions Cottage. So far, $13,925 has been collected. Our district has donated over $6,500 so far. A form for donations is attached to this newsletter. Finally, the Hanover Lions Club, assisted by the Wilmington Lions Club, are sponsoring a benefit concert for the North Carolina Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw on November 11th of 2023 in Wilmington, North Carolina. There's a flyer that is attached. And here's the bundle of hope with the list of needed items. The Waccamaw Bundle, it's called. Imagine you are an 11-year-old child. You are swept up in the middle of the night by people you do not know, taken to a place you've never been, and greeted by people you've never met. You have no change of clothes, toiletries, or reminders of home. You are at a loss as to what is happening. Someone comes to welcome you. At first, you're afraid, angry, and sad. Those greeting you try to help you feel some sense of peace, some way of knowing everything will be all right. You are inconsolable. But then they gave you a Waccamaw bundle. What is this? It is a gift of things you need that the caring hands of Lions across North Carolina have put together for you. Your emotional frenzy begins to subside. This gift welcomes you and builds a bridge of hope. When you review this list, you will see some things that may seem small or even trivial. However, to a child in a strange place, it means the world. Other things on the list will seem significant, almost unattainable. We have found that when we work together, we find a way to meet any need. So thank you for joining us in fulfilling the needs of the children at BGHNC and the team serving them. With heartfelt gratitude, the BGHNC team. So here's the welcome bundle contents for the Waccamaw bundle. A journal, writing utensils, and sticky notes. A book of word search, crossword puzzles, and Sudoku puzzles. cardboard or plastic puzzles, coloring books, playing cards, or a stuffed animal. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and mouthwash. Lotion. A snack pack. Some LED lights. An MP3 player. Headphones. Radios. PG-13 movies. No horror, please. Sound machines. Teen-friendly comforter sets. Teen pajamas. Slides, that the type of shoes that's a slide. Large water bottles. Fidget toys. Wristband coils. Watches. Game Boys. A Nintendo Switch. Beanbag chairs. Febreze air freshener. Anything is appreciated, and we thank you. And in the Lake House 1, 2, and 3, there is also a needs list that I'll read. Pampers sizes newborn 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, pull-ups, baby bottle brushes, detergent, Giraffe or any other baby kind, wipes, baby wash and shampoo, baby lotion, baby sippy cups, baby bottles 4-ounce and 8-ounce, burping cloths, baby bags, baby monitors, baby clothing, size 0 to 24 months, towels and washcloths, and crib sheets. Here's a note from Lion Mary Lockhart. Fellow Lions, the air conditioning and heating units in the Lions Cottage at Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina are non-operable and need to be replaced. The units are old and repairs are not really worth the money or effort. There are 8 fine young men who are no longer able to live in the Lions Cottage, our cottage. They are being housed in other units at this time. Replacement units will be more cost-effective and over time save money on energy costs. The goal is to raise $30,000 to cover the replacement units, minor repairs as needed for installation of new units, and some funds for additional maintenance items. The Lions Cottage was the second cottage built at Lake Waccamaw in 1960 and has housed hundreds of young people over the years. Let's get our kids back into the Lions Cottage. Individuals may also send donations on behalf of the district. BGHNC is a 501c3 nonprofit, and the EIN is 58-138-7871. You can receive a tax-deductible donation letter from BGHNC. Clubs in all districts are urged to help with this project. Checks should be made out to the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, or BGHNC, with Lions Cottage AC and Maintenance on the memo line. Send them to Lion Mary Lockhart of, I'm sorry, this is written from Lion Mary Lockhart of the North Carolina District 31 Lions, State Chair, Boys and Girls Homes. Her number is 336-337-7449 or email marylockhart2@gmail.com. And that is Mary Lockhart without the T and a 2 instead of the T at gmail.com. So you can donate to the North Carolina Lions Cottage AC Replacement and Maintenance Fund Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. The goal is $30,000. Make your check out to BGHNC and send to Lions Cottage AC Replacement, BGHNC, care of Marie Kelly, P.O. Box 127, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. And there follows an application form for that, any donations. Here's a membership article. This month, I'm going to be discussing when you should be recruiting new members. You need to be hooked on being a member of the Lions. To me, recruiting new members is whenever I meet somebody new. It is a passion with me, and I find great pleasure in talking about the Lions and what they do to help those less fortunate. In an earlier article, I mentioned that there are different ways in which to ask people to join, but you need to engage the person in a discussion about the good things Lions do and how he or she might be able to do the same. You may wish to bring up the idea without any push for them to join, and then when you see the person again a month later, you can ask, did you have a chance to think about the Lions and how you might be able to serve? I have found that a good time is at a relaxed or casual event, such as a party or having a beer or wine with the guys or gals. You can then share the good times that you have at your meetings, fundraisers, or service projects. As president, I ask you to engage your members to go out and recruit new members to your club. Any questions, or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send me an email. Remember, the secret to new members is just asking. And Lion Vince Schimmoller leaves this data. Membership totals. As of July 1st of 2023, 963. As of October 20th of 2023, 985. So that's a gain of 22 members. That all from Lion Vince Schimmoller, your district membership chair. Email vschimmoller@gmail.com. His phone is 919-935-9937. And here's a notice about Toy Drive. Hugs from Harrison Toy Drive. Harrison Turner was a little boy with a giving heart as big as the world. He passed away at the age of 8 due to brain cancer. His giving heart continues through this toy drive for the children at James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital in Greenville, North Carolina. If any club or line would like to donate an unopened toy and help Harrison's legacy live on, you may bring your donation to Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. in Kinston, North Carolina, or contact District Governor Carly Metz for pickup. The deadline to donate is December 4th of 2023. And Merry Christmas. Here's a kids' site report. If you're using a club camera or the KSU vehicle with a Plus Optics camera, it is my job as the district kids' site chair to report all of the screening data to the state kids' site chair and NCLF. The information is used by Lions KidSite USA to evaluate the KidSite program and to help make future decisions on managing the program. NCLF uses the information to verify that the grant money is appropriately used. The information is important, but for it to be useful, it must be accurate and complete. Therefore, I'm asking you to send the following information to Gene Getz via mail, 312 Glen Laurel Drive in Pikeville, North Carolina, 27863. To email Gene Getz, ggoetz00@gmail.com, or text 414-640-5953. And here are some kids' site reports. Along with sending the report up the chain, I'm also going to start reporting the information back to you on a monthly basis. The following information was reported from mid-September to mid-October. September 12th, Wilmington screened 56 and referred 7. September 16th, Western Harnett screened 245 and referred 47. September 16th, New Bern Vision Clinic screened 243 and referred 27. September 18th, Goldsboro Downtown screened 39 and referred 4. On September 30th, Anderson Creek Community Event screened 6 and referred 1. On October 5th, Clinton Various Elementary Schools screened 933 and referred 231. October 7th, Irwin Community Building screened 6 and referred 1. On October 9th, Goldsboro Downtown screened 24 and referred 3. October 11th, Goldsboro Downtown screened 28 and referred 14. And finally, on October 18th, Hampstead screened 56 and referred 4. So since September 1st of 2023, we screened 1,636 people and referred 339. If you feel I missed a screening done by your club, send me the data and I'll submit it next month. KidSite KSU drivers. The plan is to move the KSU vehicle Kinston, but I'm waiting to make that decision until after I have a sufficient number of qualified drivers in the district. So, if you're interested in becoming a qualified KSU driver, contact me and I'll send you the requirements. KidSite training was conducted at LIB in Kinston on September 9th. The training went well, with 15 Lions attending from the following clubs: Kinston, Irwin, Snowhill, Newbern TR, Faison, Grifton, Burgaw, Greenville Host, and Fayetteville Community. After you're certified, please contact me so I can add you to a list of proud screeners in District 31N. My goal is to have 4 members in every club in our district certified by the end of the year. That's a total of 212 members certified. You can help me achieve this goal by hosting a training session in your area. All I need is a location with tables and chairs that will accommodate 20 people for a 5-hour session. I'll take care of all the other arrangements. Call me to arrange a date. And that's from Jean Getz, your second vice district governor. From the nominations chair, nominations for 2024-25 district officers, including district governor, first vice district governor, and second vice district governor, are due to the nominations chair, PDG Carlton Metz, by December 15th of 2023. Please email your resume and club endorsement to carltonvmetz@gmail.com. There's a picture of some artwork, and the description says, "Art raffle tickets coming to your district Brighter Visions chair." This donation for the 2023-24 Brighter Visions Art Raffle is from our local artist, Brenda Van Hoy of Mooresville, North Carolina. Brenda is also a talented framer and frames all the artwork for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. She was so impressed with the purpose of North Carolina Lions Brighter Vision Fund Drive, she donated one of her own pieces of art. Good luck to the winner on June 13th of 2024. Donations can be added to your club BV total. Send stubs, money, and instructions to NCLF, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. The tickets sell $1, $1 for $5, $3 for $10, and $7 for $20. The drawing will be held June 13th, 2024, at the same time as the Camp Dogwood raffle. And the last page of this newsletter is an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. That you can call them at 252-523-1019. Their motto, independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. They're now offering Lions Club apparel from the LIB Graphic Solutions location. And they are in Kinston, North Carolina. And below, they show some photos of Lions apparel. There's a baseball cap, a fleece vest, a golf shirt, a polo shirt, and a what looks like a sort of a rain jacket with a fleece lining, all emblazoned with the Lions International logo. So we've come to the end of today's episode of the Lions newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. 5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.